Item number 11, please.
From the Director Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, requesting authorization to grant a public easement to the Village of Menominee Falls to construct, operate, restore, and maintain drainage facilities and related improvements at the Menominee River Parkway.
Mr. Healy, enlighten us.
I will try. Thank you, Chairman. Supervisors, the issue in front of you is a fairly straightforward authority to grant an easement to the Village of Menominee Falls. Probably it's a good thing for us. Probably best reflects, I guess, the outcome of long and short-term planning. As you're well aware, the Parks Department operates under the direction of our Park and Open Space Plan, and we have a trails network component of that, in which we're always looking at where we have existing trail facilities, where we should be looking to create new ones, how we can create meaningful linkages with surrounding communities and other trails networks. I believe last cycle we were here in front of you with a similar issue where we'd be making some improvements to the trail near the Wauwatosa-Brookfield border on Blue Mound Road. Those are the sort of things that we're looking to further. As a result of this, we have, and if you look at the drawing here, the red area is our existing Oak Leaf Trail. This is the Little Menominee River and the Menominee River segment along the central western portion of the county line. We currently have a very popular trail segment that runs the bulk along the Little Menominee River, but we also have plans to connect it and create loops, much as we have done with the entire system, where it's a series of loops within loops that connect to resources within the county as well as external sources. In this case, we're looking at the yellow lines here are the Village of Menominee Falls planned or existing bike trails. And as you can see, there are several points at which we have been working with them to make sure that as roadway projects move ahead, as they're doing trail work and we're doing trail work, that there's an opportunity to further connect these up. The one in front of you is a very interesting segment. I'm going to say better than 5 years ago, we were in with a similar request to grant a small easement to the city of Milwaukee. They are tasked with, they owned this segment of Mill Road. There was a bridge across the Menominee River which needed to be reconstructed. We worked closely with them to ensure that as that bridge was reconstructed, there were accommodations made so that we could have a two-way bike trail connection on the north side of the street. They successfully constructed that road. It's a little bit unusual in that there's this small segment of bike trail that doesn't go anywhere, but it only speaks to the long-range planning that we've done. What's in front of us right now is Menominee Falls is planning to reconstruct Mill Road from Lily Road here on the west to the county line, and actually just a little bit east of the county line where the bridge over the Menominee River runs. So what they're doing is really, as part of this roadway project, they will be constructing a extension of their trail system along the north side of Mill Road that will then join the city's tiny little segment here from the county line to the river, which makes a great connection to Menominee Falls, but further facilitates as we move forward and can find the opportunity to fund this proposed segment. We'll link all of this up. So this is really a very simple, straightforward easement. It grants them the authority to do some drainage, some ditching work, if you would, adjacent to the new roadway project. There's no roadway or trail actually being constructed on our property. It allows them to make sure that the drainage gets right and sets us up for a really meaningful connection for the trail system in the future.
Questions by committee members? Supervisor Sanfilippo.
No question, but I would like to move approval.
We have a motion to approve. If there's no further discussion.
I'm trying to buy you time, kid.
Let me think of a question.
Would you like me to call the roll?
Our clerk is also gone.
Dust my bicycle off and start.
Please call the roll.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Aye.
Dmitrievich? Right.
Excused?
Aye.
Supervisor Rice? Supervisor Lipscomb?
Aye.
And Chairman Browder?
Aye.
4-0 no's. Item's passed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You can be a clerk.
Perfect.
was really heated.
Okay, item number 12. From the Director of Parks, Recreation, and Culture, an informational report regarding renegotiation of the farm and fish hatchery lease between Milwaukee County and Hunger Task Force. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Mr. Kuglich.
Chairman, committee members, this item was also presented to Judiciary, Safety, and General Services. The 2011 adopted budget provided that the Parks Director, Corporation Council, and County Board staff renegotiate the lease at the Farm and Fish Hatchery with Hunger Task Force and include, as part of those discussions, Hunger Task Force moving away from the use of inmate labor. To date, Parks Corporation Council and County staff has met with Hunger Task Force to discuss the future of the Farm and Fish Hatchery. The Farm and Fish Hatchery has stated to the county that it has moved away 100% from inmate labor and currently is using transitional workers, or will currently use transitional workers in 2011. The Sheriff's Office has also been part of the discussions in the lease negotiations, which are ongoing. In short, the lease discussions are progressing, and I'm confident that we're going to reach an agreement, and we look forward to coming back to you in the next cycle to give you another update.
Wonderful. Questions by committee? Hearing none, thank you very much.
Thank you.
We look forward to hearing from you next cycle.
Thank you.
Item number 13.
Item number 13 is a resolution authorizing and directing the Director of the Department of Parks, Recreation, and Culture to negotiate an agreement with the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee that will continue student parking at the lakefront.
Supervisor Weishand.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's actually a quite simple and short resolution before you. It just directs the Parks Director to sit down with UWM and go through the process of determining what's an appropriate level of parking to have at the lakefront, if at all. The thing is, I think we won't be able to come to some type of solution if both sides don't sit down at the table and negotiate something. I think it's very important, not only for the university, but for Milwaukee County, that we move forward on this. I think there's a bit of a vacuum with no county executive at this point. I should say just an interim county executive. And so I think the board should take the lead and say we would like the two parties to sit down and see what can be negotiated. That's all.
Okay. Questions by committee? Supervisor Lipscomb.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I guess two things I'm interested in. An understanding of what the current agreement was.
Maybe we'd be better off at this point holding the questions until we hear from the next two speakers who have asked to be heard. I think that will clarify some of the questions that may otherwise be posed. Tom Luchak, if you would, come forward and introduce yourself to our listening audience.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and fellow supervisors. I'm Tom Luchak. I'm the Vice Chancellor for University Relations at UW-Milwaukee, and I've been involved in the lakefront lease that the university has had with the county for over a decade. I think about 12 years we've had a lakefront lease arrangement. Just a bit of history on how we came to be parking cars for the university at the lakefront in the first place. About 12 or 13 years ago, it was clear that we had insufficient parking on the campus proper and on the surrounding streets to satisfy the demand. We entered into an arrangement with the county back then to help alleviate the pressure off the immediate neighborhood. For many, many years, we had an extremely successful and productive relationship that allowed the university to take advantage of open space at the lakefront allow our students to park on those lots at Veteran and McKinley lakefront spots or spaces with no out-of-pocket charges. There was, however, a fee that the university incurred, and in fact, in the last year of the lease, we were paying about $95,000 a year in a lease to the county for the right to park the cars down there. But over $500,000 in additional cost were incurred by the university in order to run the buses that transported the students who would park their cars at the lakefront back to the campus. In addition, there were costs for security, snow plowing, and repairs that were done down at the lot. County has been just a terrific partner through this process, but I do have to say that we always looked at this as a short-term solution, although 10 years didn't turn out to be quite as short as we thought it would be. Our hope all along was that we would at some point be able to identify additional parking on the campus proper. The good news is that this past December, at the end of December, the university concluded negotiations with the owners of the Columbia St. Mary's hospital facility, the approximately 10 acres of land just to the west of the main campus property. We purchased that property, and along with the purchase of the seven main buildings on the hospital site, we also acquired this parking structure. And for us, that really was arriving at the point we had dreamed of for many, many years, because with the acquisition of the parking structure, we now have almost identically matched the number of spaces that we had been using at the lakefront in the parking structure itself. And so from our standpoint, the availability of parking was now a possibility right on the campus. And it was our intention with the acquisition of the parking structure to no longer continue to park at the lakefront, because we don't need that space. There were concerns on the part of the students, and in fact, Travis Romero, the head of the Student Association, is here. I think he may be registered to speak. I'll let him speak on behalf of the students, but I can tell you that one of the concerns that they did have, and I believe we've addressed, is making sure that we could provide a facility or a space where there would be no out-of-pocket charges for students who currently are paying no out-of-pocket fee to park at the lakefront. So the university is paying a combination of segregated fees that come from students and parking fund fees to the tune of about $636,000 a year to operate that lakefront lot. But now that we have the other facility, the goal was to not only replace that lakefront parking, but also do it in a fashion that allowed students who come to campus to not have to pay a daily fee. And just this Sunday night, we reached an agreement with the students to allow for that no out-of-pocket parking charge for students who were at the lakefront to, beginning this coming fall, park in the lakefront facility. I'm sorry, in the campus facility, replacing the lakefront facility. So I apologize for the lengthy monologue here, but it does give you some history of why we were at the lakefront in the first place and now how we are able to replace that parking. And so in conclusion, it's the university administration's position that we no longer need that lakefront parking. And to speak to Supervisor Weishin's resolution, we respectfully are prepared at this point to step back and not request an extension of the contract, and that I think is one of the reasons why County Parks Department Head Sue Black indicated that she was not going to be negotiating.
Thank you very much. Are there questions of Mr. Lujak, Supervisor?
Yeah, well, it's
Lipscomb.
It's certainly hard to compel somebody to lease space if they're not interested in it. And do you still have adequate capacity at the Blue Hole site?
We do. In addition to, a lot of people describe the lakefront lots as free because there was not that out-of-pocket charge. We have an additional 1,000 spots at the Capitol and Humboldt Park Ride lot that will continue to be available with no out-of-pocket charges for students who come to campus. We have been tracking the usage of that lot very closely over the last 2 years. And right now, we're averaging between a 10 and 20% vacancy or open space position at that lot. And it really varies. Some days it's almost full, some days it's less than that, but on average we do have excess capacity there.
Very good. I used both lots when I was a student there, whatever that was, 13, 17 years ago.
Whoa.
Anyway, so I was very sensitive to the outreach from students about having this disappear. But obviously, it's hard to it's hard to compel someone to lease something if there's not that interest. So I guess I'm not sure how to. I was very interested in the resolution initially because of the fact that I didn't understand how our director had sort of refused to negotiate it, but.
Supervisor
Weishaupt? Thank you. Right. This resolution was created a few months ago, and that was the point, too, as you just heard, that if there was some agreement that was literally reached days ago versus months ago. But what I did find troubling is, one, I'm not aware that we've received any official communication from the university that says that they will not be renewing it. So I think that, if anything, the committee should at least then say that we should request that the university send us some kind of official documentation that they no longer wish to go forward, rather than we unilaterally let the parks director just say, well, we're not going to negotiate this, and then wait until I get a half a dozen phone calls in my office to say, hey, why isn't your parks director talking to us? So. That was the concern, is that, you know, we should never let any department head unilaterally decide who we negotiate or terminate a contract. If the university doesn't want to extend this lease, that's fine, but then we should at least ask for some official communication from them, so we tuck that in the file and say case closed.
To give us that communication.
We could certainly do that. Perhaps first we should hear from the representative of the student body, Mr. Travis from Merrill Beck. Welcome.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. First, I'd like to thank Supervisor Weishaupt for his support. I think at this time in our political climate, there are times when maybe the students don't necessarily feel that the representatives are hearing them or listening to them. And I think Mr. Weishaupt's resolution really showed that somebody was listening. So I appreciate the time of the board to take this into consideration. I guess I'll start by saying our university has no shortage of Milwaukee County residents. It really serves Milwaukee County better than any other university in the system serves their own community, primarily just because of the urban mission that it has. When this came to a head, we were told that the university would not be seeking renewal of the lots. We were concerned, the student body was concerned, and I guess I'd first like to differentiate when the university makes an offer or enters into an offer, specifically with this one, the great majority of the deal, the money is the students. It's the students' money. Students pay for it. Ultimately, if earlier on in the line the students determined that they didn't want to renew the lease and the university said we'd love to, there'd be no money for it. So the decision, the memoranda may come from the university, the money comes from the students. And it was the concern of the students that they would not have, after this lot closed, sufficient area for parking. The residential neighborhood, I know, doesn't want excess parkers there. And with the acquisition of the Columbia St. Mary's lot, the student body basically felt that they were being pushed off of a fee-free area so that they would be forced to pay a fee. I guess I'd first say that we have on-campus parking. We've had on-campus parking. We have a pavilion that has vacancies, I believe about 30% vacancy daily. It's not used. Parking's not the issue. The issue really is affordability. And for some students, accessibility to the university necessitates that they find affordable parking options. So the lakefront was an option. I was looking through this resolution recently. On Sunday night, we did sort of speak unofficially on perhaps a plan. And it basically came to my, I guess I realized that this isn't a resolution to say that we're going to renew parking in the lakefront. The resolution simply says that the parks director, by your authority, will negotiate some sort of an agreement with the university. And if the university determines via the students or themselves that there's an alternate agreement, then that's the case. But I was looking through it, and your authorization would have, in this legislation, I guess, have presupposed that there was authorization by this board prior for her to, I guess, enter into an agreement not to renew the lease. So based on my conversations with some of the supervisors, it was my understanding that sort of this board and the county board in general was the overseer of these kind of things. I could be wrong. But ultimately, I guess I would just say that renewing this, I guess passing this resolution isn't guaranteeing any sort of agreement, but it is showing the willingness of, I guess, the board and the county to work with the students who, in a large sense, really make up a great deal of Milwaukee County and your constituency. So I appreciate your time, and I would really urge you on behalf of the students whom I hope have contacted you to consider passing the resolution. I thank you.
Supervisor Dmitrievich.
Thank you. I was looking, is it Romero
Beck? Yes.
Okay. Oh, that's pretty good. I come from a challenging name to some. But thank you so much for coming, and I agree with you that, and it was very interesting to get the phone calls from the different students, because, you know, some people, I think, in the community or perhaps even on the board could think, oh, that's just the Eastside UWM thing, and I'll let Jerry handle it or whatever. But, of course, we are not everybody who goes to UWM lives at UWM or on the Eastside, hence the importance of the parking lot. And I had a lot of people from my district who I was surprised to see that were very concerned about this issue. But what I'd like to understand is, I don't know if anyone else is confused up here, is where do we proceed? Because, or how do we proceed, excuse me, because I guess I was under the impression that something had been worked out. And maybe that is something that needs to be talked about in closed session or whatnot, I'm not sure. But I guess I'm just kind of, I feel like even if we support this resolution, it's still, there's not a solution. And I want to be part of the solution. So I'm asking you specifically, you know, where are we? Because you gave us a great historical context.
Right.
But I just can't quite understand, like, let's just say we did support this resolution, where do we go from here?
The answer ultimately to that question is that if the student body comes to an agreement, that's through the representatives, much like in the county, I cannot unilaterally make a determination. I've spoken with administration regarding an alternative option, but I can't guarantee that that option is one that the student representatives would support. I would like to propose, and I think we all as representatives of constituencies would like to propose the best options and have those options be discussed and debated and, you know, within our bodies determine what the best option is. So ultimately what it would come down to is the people who distribute the funds, the people who represent those who distribute the funds, student representatives, would have to make a determination of which option is better. To date, we don't have an official document agreement based on a conversation we've had on Sunday. We don't have that. I hope I'll have that to present to my legislative body. But I think there's something to be said about an opportunity for them to have a decision. Again, they're the money. They're the ones who ultimately, whether or not the university likes it, are going to be the ones to determine whether or not the funds will be distributed. So that would be the outcome if this resolution were passed and the student representatives in, 19 days were to determine that, well, we have two options. This is the best one. Then that's what they're going to do. So I stated this. This is only authorizing, I guess, there to be further conversation. There is no ultimate, at this point, determination.
Would it be fair to characterize this as a tentative deal, perhaps having been struck?
I would say I can't personally say that. I mean, I think as board members, you would all like to hear if there are deals in the works with, for example, county executive. I've had conversations, I would say the tentative conversations, but I can't make a deal is what I'm saying. It's up to the student representatives, the body of student representatives. So that is going to be something that they're going to have to decide. I've had conversations with them, so I wouldn't characterize it as a tentative deal.
Supervisor Weishand and Supervisor Sanfilippo.
What the resolution does, and regardless of sort of like what takes place at UWM, is that if they do choose in the future or in the next month or so to decide that they would like to pursue parking at the lakefront, this would give the authority to the parks director to start those negotiations and come to some agreement and bring it then back before the county board. Like I said earlier, it was stated that the parks director had unilaterally decided that she didn't want any more parking on the lakefront, and it was not a county board decision. The fact is, if UWM, for whatever reasons, decides they don't want to have parking on the lakefront, that's fine, and then they can, you know, send us a letter. But I would like to make it clear that the county board is saying that if the university wants parking on the lakefront, we will be glad to sit down with them and enter into a negotiation to allow that parking to continue in some way, shape, or form, rather than just having one unilateral decision by a department head saying that there will not be any parking on the lakefront. The fact is, you know, I don't think that's an appropriate decision for one department head. So I just want to give her the ability to move forward. If the university would like to go forward, she has the power to negotiate a contract. It's as simple as that.
Supervisor Sample.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't, quite frankly, I think we've all gotten a lot of phone calls from students about parking. And as soon as I started getting them, I called the Parks Department myself to find out what was going on. And I heard a very close version of exactly what Mr. Lujek had told us, that the decision not to pursue parking on the lakefront was not the Parks Department, but it was that of UWM based on property acquisition that included this additional parking. And so that being the case, I don't really see what the need for this resolution is. If UWM, between the students and the administration, change their mind and they want to come back to the Parks Department, we're open to negotiate. I mean, the Parks Department, the Parks Director especially, has always done a great job of trying to find additional revenue for her department. I think there's been a lot of misinformation that has been out there in emails I've gotten and even in newspaper articles that has made the Parks Department, Parks Director, out to be some type of villain here for somehow not wanting to negotiate. And quite frankly, I've spoken to a couple people in the Parks Department, including the director herself, and she told me that's definitely not the case. So I would prefer just to vote this resolution down or have the author withdraw it because it's not necessary, but I would support a layover and pending outcome. I really don't think it's necessary, but I think if we approve this resolution, it just fosters into that misinformation that somehow the Parks Department has been refusing to negotiate or to offer this parking, because that simply is not the case.
Mr. Lujak, you'd like to comment?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Allow me to be really clear on behalf of where the university stands. And Travis represents the students. As part of shared governance, we have enormous respect for his role and the role of the Student Association in helping to set direction for the institution. But ultimately, the administration is responsible for entering into the contracts. I do want to make it very clear that the university communicated to the Parks Department once we acquired the property at Columbia that we have no interest in extending the lakefront lease. Regardless of whether or not the university works out an accommodation with a student association to allow for the no out-of-pocket fee at the lakefront what was the Columbia Hospital property, we do believe we have an agreement in principle, and I saw the draft of the MOU last night, and I believe that we will be there. But if for some reason that broke down and the student association decided that they chose not to continue down that route, we still would not be interested in extending the lakefront lease for one very simple reason. We have purchased a parking structure. We have debt service on that parking structure. And our goal is to transfer those students and others from the campus who had been parking at the lakefront into the campus facility. Now, I believe that we will come to some agreement. But if we couldn't, it would not change our position, because we can't afford to pay $600,000 debt service on a parking garage along with operating expenses for that garage and continue a $635,000 commitment for lakefront parking. It simply is not going to happen, particularly at a time when the university is facing enormous, enormous financial pressure due to the challenging state budget that we are going to encounter.
I would have just a brief question that's occurred to me regarding the maintenance of the lot. Is there any clause within our agreement with UWM that requires any kind of maintenance be performed prior to returning to county use? Mr. Kublich, can you address that? And has that been fulfilled?
Chairman, committee members, at the end of each annually renewing lease term, the university according to the terms of the lease, has performed that maintenance upkeep to our satisfaction.
Good. I just wanted to be certain of that. Other questions by committee members?
Mr. Chairman.
Yes. Supervisor.
Thank you. Thank you. I also was wondering about the timing, because it seems to me, from what I'm hearing, is like if we just give it a little bit more time, things may in fact work itself out, unless that's a misinterpretation. And I mean, there's various amount of time. There's time from now to our county board meeting, which is March 17th, or perhaps even next cycle. So now, if I'm totally misunderstanding that from the sponsor too, I just thought, you know, I didn't understand why it has to be right now. Could we, if we allow the process to take place, because I mean, I guess I'd like to see privately, it sounds like UWM needs to make their offer, Travis will take it to the students and that process, and then has to be a vote and whatnot, and I respect that. So I think it would be a little bit better to let that take place, and then, or maybe we'll be missing out on an opportunity. I don't know. I'm trying to balance that, and that's, well, that's a question that I have for, I guess, everyone at the table, because you have the author of the resolution, you have the student organization, and then you have, you know, Mr. Lujak. So I'm trying to figure out, would that be helpful or detrimental? Because it sounds to me like everyone's still talking and they just need a little more time to come to the best decision.
Mr. Chairman?
Supervisor Weishaupt.
I think Supervisor Lipscomb's suggestion that we lay it over for a cycle to see what develops, and also that I think it would be important for the committee that if the university does not want to extend the lease, that we get something in writing to say that, because I don't want anyone in the public to think that Milwaukee County is terminating this lease and prohibiting university parking on the lakefront. That if it's their decision they don't want to be here, that's fine, but I think we should get something to state that the university is not pursuing an extension.
So, sir, if we laid over for a cycle, which, you know, we wouldn't meet until the middle of April then again, and we give you time to further work out an agreement, would that be helpful or detrimental?
Sure. I think that would be a good signal for all of us, and it's my hope that we can probably work something out. I guess we were under the understanding that it was the county initially, but we'll take care of it on our own turf, and that would be, I would very much support that. I would appreciate that.
And Mr. Lujak,
we have no objections to
the communication in question will be forwarded.
Yes. Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just saying, I know Supervisor Lipscomb talked about it, but is there a formal motion for layover?
Make the motion to layover.
Okay.
We have a motion to layover, and the communication I referred to was the termination of the lease and the university expressing its desire to no longer lease. If we don't have already, and I take it from head motions, we don't, then we could use that. That would be most helpful. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay, we have a motion before us to layover. Is there further discussion? Hearing none, please call the roll.
Van Gorippa?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Rice?
Aye.
Lipscomb?
Aye.
Mr. Chairman?
Aye.
5-0, the item is laid over until the next cycle.
Back to item number 4. Supervisor Thomas is not present. Perhaps a motion to layover would be appropriate there. Supervisor Lipscomb moves layover.